Lesson 9. Sports. Keep your eye on these events. Pages 85 and 86. Getting your feet wet. 1. What sports do you enjoy playing? How old were you when you began to play sports? Are children encouraged to play sports in your country? 2. What are the most popular sports in your native country? Do people in your country take sports or games very seriously? Are sports or games serious events in your country? Do teams in your country participate in international competitions? What competitions have they won? 3. Do people often go to stadiums or other places to watch sporting events in your country? Are many sporting events on the radio or television in your country? 4. Which sports are most popular in the United States? Do you know how to play any of these sports? Are they played in your country? 5. Is competition important in your country? Do you find much competition in school or at work?
6. It's Sunday afternoon, and Rosanna wants to watch some television. She is trying to find something interesting to watch. Right now, there are some sports events on. Listen as she changes from one station to another.
As the runners come to the final lap of the race, it's Susan Smith in first place, Lisa Hernandez in second place, and Paula McCoy in third. Susan has been way ahead of all the others this whole race. Here she comes now. She has just crossed the finish line and won by a mile. Keep your eye on Susan. She's going to be a top runner this year. And here come Lisa and Paula fighting for second place. At first, it looked like Lisa was going to take second place easily. But now, it looks like Paula is pulling ahead. Yes, Paula McCoy has just finished second. What an exciting race.
Click.
So, football fans, here we are in the last quarter of the second game of the season. And the Bullets are in hot water again. With only 12 seconds left in the game, it doesn't look like a touchdown is possible. The ball has been back and forth between both teams several times in the last 10 minutes, and now it's a race against time. Wait a minute. Jeffers has just caught the ball and is running down the field. He's at the 40-yard line, the 30, the 20. I can't believe my eyes, ladies and gentlemen. It's a touchdown, and the Bullets move ahead 14-10 with only 1 second left to play. Those Bullets really gave it their best shot.
Page 86. Getting the picture. 1. Who wins the race in the first program Rosanna listens to? 2. Is it a difficult race for her, or does she win it easily? How do you know? 3. Who comes in second place in this race? Was this easy or difficult for her? 4. Which team is losing when Rosanna first listens to the football game? 5. What happens at the end of the game? 6. How does the announcer feel at the end of the game? 7.
Catching on, page 89. Listening. Listen to the statements. Then look at the choices next to each number to find an answer that makes sense with the statements. In some cases, only one answer may be correct. In other cases, two choices may be correct. Circle the letters of the correct answers.
Part A. 1. Bill finished way ahead of everyone else on the test. 2. I'll race you to the car. I'm sure I'll win by a mile. 3. You need to keep your eye on the soup to make sure it doesn't boil over. 4. I can't believe my eyes. Is that really the world-famous opera singer from Italy? 5. Jorge had to race against time to get to the store before it closed at 6 o'clock.
1. At 1 o'clock, I'll go to the eye doctor. Then I'll order new glasses, and at 6 p.m., I have a date with Roger. 2. Gina, did you break my new expensive glasses?
No, Mom. Gregory dropped them this morning.
3. Jack likes his new job, but he thinks he does too much driving from Los Angeles to Riverside every day. 4. This math problem is really hard, but I'll try to do it as best I can.
90 and 91. Holding Your Own. Check your answers as you listen to the two short stories. Andy Cougar wins by a mile. Last night, Andy Cougar became the new champion of the Hoover Classic car race when he beat all the other drivers to the finish line by more than 12 seconds. At first, Joanne Baselko pulled out way ahead of everyone, and Andy was only in third place. Then Andy came out in front, and for the last two laps, he was ahead of all the others. The crowd loved it. They couldn't believe their eyes. After the race, Andy said, "I knew I could do it. I just gave it my best shot."
Newtown's math team wins again. Last Tuesday night, Newtown's math team again took first place in the All-City Math Bowl. The three-member team won the contest in an exciting race against time during the last minutes of the competition. Newtown's main competitor was Patrick Henry High, and the lead went back and forth between the two teams for most of the night. Just before the final question, Newtown lost 2 points for an incorrect answer, and it looked like the team might be in hot water. But then, junior Rachel Bright correctly answered the final 20-point question to bring Newtown to victory. As a junior, Rachel will be able to join the team again next year, so keep your eye on her. Other members of the team were Randy Sanchez and Ryan Karp. Congratulations to all the members of the team for again putting Newtown ahead of all the other schools in the city.
Pages 150 and 151. More listening, pronunciation practice.
1. Listen and repeat. Listen to the pronunciation of each of the idioms from this lesson. Then say the idiom out loud after each one is said on the tape. Way ahead of. Win by a mile. Keep one's eye on. At first. In hot water. Back and forth. Race against time. Can't believe one's eyes. Give it one's best shot.
Two. Listening. Intonation, emphasis, or surprise. Native speakers change the tone of their voice when they want to show surprise or emphasis, making something strong. The tone of the voice will become stronger in these cases. Listen to the following examples. She is such a fast runner. Lisa has just won the race. After each number, you will hear two sentences, A and B. In one sentence, the speaker will show emphasis or surprise by the tone of voice. In the other sentence, the speaker will not show any emphasis or surprise. Write the letter of the sentence, A or B, that you think shows emphasis or surprise. Listen carefully to the intonation.
1. A. It's Susan Smith in first place.
B. Susan Smith is in first place.
2. A. Here she comes. B. Here she comes now.
3. A. Paula McCoy has just finished second. B. Paula McCoy finished second in the race.
4. A.
What an exciting race!
B. The race was short but exciting.
5. A. Wait a minute for me, please. B. Wait a minute.
6. A. It's a touchdown for the home team. B.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a touchdown!
Three. Pronunciation. Emphasis or surprise. Now repeat each sentence after you hear it. Try to show emphasis or surprise with your intonation. 1.
It's Susan Smith in first place.
2.
Here she comes now.
3.
Paula McCoy has just finished second.
4.
What an exciting race!
5.
Wait a minute!
6.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a touchdown!
9.